Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MB Pro call. Today is March 17th, so happy St. Patrick's Day to those of you that care about that, or wearing green, or going to have green beverages later, or whatever. Do you remember that whole thing where you used to pinch people if they weren't wearing green? That was in school. I don't know if they still do that these days. Anyway, welcome to the Thursday morning MB Pro call. I'm going to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, was there anything that happened this last week that you, or anything you learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have, or comments, or thoughts, or anything we can help you with? Do I have anything? Jen, do you have something?
I do. Of course.
What's up?
Actually, it kind of leads into our topic.
Okay.
So I received a phone call a couple days ago, and there was I was working with an existing sales team a little while back, and they had kind of a new group coming in as far as the service technicians, installers, and as we were on this follow-up, we were kind of discussing the issues that had happened. Apparently, they had installed a water softener, and there was an issue where there was a leak, and then there was it wasn't metering right, and there were just all kinds of issues. And unfortunately, when the homeowner had noticed it and called into the office, they didn't think to call the sales pro. When they called into the office, they were kind of treated as if it was their fault. And then later on, when they realized that it wasn't metering, they had a few other issues with, and even the sales professional at this point was involved and was trying to get assistance from the service manager, and it wasn't a good situation. And unfortunately, we all have those situations. It happens. We're all humans. We all make mistakes, and sometimes people, have a bad day when a customer calls in, or they're busy when they're talking to them. And it happens. But as we were on this follow-up, the sales professional had said, so, okay, how's everything now? Because this was like the third follow-up they did. They're like, okay, how's everything now? Are you happy? Tested the water. Everything was great. They said yes. And as part of the follow-up form, something that they ask is, would you refer our company to somebody else? And the response was, I would refer you, however, I wouldn't refer your company. So that really stuck with me. And, and of course, that would have been a great topic back then. Now, happy ending to the story is that the sales pro called me up and said, hey, I just received a referral from that person. Can you believe it? Now that person did say, please don't send that service technician out, which was fine. That was completely understandable. But it was nice to hear that after a few months, all was forgiven, and that sales professional is still is going to receive referrals. And, hopefully things are better within the company. So I guess I just wanted to discuss that a little bit. How do you overcome that to keep that customer?
Yeah, so that is exactly kind of segues into our call today, our topic today. When I used to wait tables, that happens always. Look, we've had conversations on this call before about the difference between the different departments and the importance of communication and being on the same page. But, I remember when I saw this when I used to wait tables, when, you know, servers and anybody who's ever waited tables in a restaurant knows that sometimes the servers and the cooks have completely different, you know, they see things differently. And the cooks are always upset because the servers are coming back asking for special things. And they tend to blame the cooks for when the food is wrong, or they blame the kitchen. And the cooks are blaming the service people because, they're asking for special meals, and they don't like being blamed for all the mistakes, and especially if the server is disorganized and it's their fault. And so they don't get along, and it ends up creating this problem. But even so, sometimes you do have a kitchen that messes stuff up. And there were times when I was waiting tables when people would say a similar thing to me. They would say, you know, you were great. You were great as a server, but the food was horrible, or you know, I can't believe they took that long. And it is human nature. So the things that we're going to talk about here today are nothing out of the ordinary. What I'd like to do is kind of talk about how, exactly what you said there, Jen, how do we, number one, avoid those, I don't think it's good for us, for any of us. And the customer may view it as a compliment, right? I would refer you, just not your company. I think that in many cases the customer may feel like they are complimenting the salesperson in that way. But in reality, I think it would be much better, much healthier for the company, for the industry, frankly, if we could somehow work to avoid that. We want those people willing to refer our team, our company, you know, our product, all of that. In the long run, it does not make us money when, as sales professionals in particular, the impression is that we are the only ones that can provide that kind of service at the company. So yeah, I'm with you, Jen. I kind of wanted to have an idea to maybe hear some stories of when and if that has happened for you guys, those of you on the call. And then I wanted to have a discussion about what we do to avoid that or to remedy that. How do we address that? So has anybody else been in a similar situation? Have you ever had a customer say something like that to you? And what do you do? How do you handle it? Anybody?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's always things. If you've been with any company any length of time, you have issues. I guess when the customer, you just apologize, and just say, this is a very unusual case. Normally, everything goes perfectly, smoothly. We will make sure we are going to, come up with a solution. But, apologize, and just say, hey, I'm so sorry. We're all human beings. And mostly, you just always want to be in communication. Like, as soon as you have any notice that there's a problem, you have to be on it right then. As soon as you know something, and it's that quick communication too, because for me, I have that, I've corrected this now, that I've always told my customers, I go, hey, if anything comes up, call me. Instead of just saying, hey, if anything comes up, you call that number on the folder. You need to call the office. But, because I'm not the service technician. But then I always want to know, and I want to know after. And so that's the thing, too, that in companies, everybody has their job, and sometimes there isn't that communication in between the companies.
Yeah.
So then I'm always feeling like at times that I'm always looping around and, trying to find somebody that's going to tell me that problem's been solved, or they have been out there to see about that little tiny leak, or what it's just that communication, it's so crucial. And I think most customers, they just want to be heard at ASAP. Never ignore. Don't let it slide. Do not let it slide. There's got to be, Anyway, that's all.
So I do wish. look, there are some times when there are growing pains, right? Not everybody is perfect. And sometimes you do have somebody in the office that was rude or disrespectful or was, you know, not good to your, you know, sometimes some companies do have toxic people working for them. And it sometimes takes a while. You know, unfortunately, Jen and I have seen this a lot of times. That toxic person that creates those problems is a son-in-law or a brother, you know, or some family member. Jen and I have gone in and seen that a lot. And it's really hard for a, you know, for a salesperson to overcome those things, because your job is so reliant on that service. And when I say service, I don't mean service when something goes wrong. I'm talking about everything being right, service when everything's right. You know, that's your job is so reliant on that for referrals and everything else. So I kind of wanted to, first, we have time. Does anybody else have a comment on that before I kind of jump in with some suggestions and thoughts on how to avoid this or how to address this? Also, it sounds like we might have a little bit of background noise. So if you guys want to mute your phones just, you know, while we're out there to kind of eliminate the background noise, it'd be great. Then unmute when you're talking, that'd be awesome. Thank you. Anybody else have any comments? Has this happened? What's your experience with this, and how did you deal with it?
Kelly, I think one of the things that's really important is continued communication. And, you know, I remember one time when I was little, I got yelled at for walking across one of the neighbor's yards and, you know, going back and forth to my friend's house. And I had always done it, but then I got in trouble. I got yelled at and, you know, an old man, get off my lawn. And I remember after that, I was just like so afraid to walk even across the street from his house. And I completely avoided if he was outside. I like head down, completely avoided, you know, well, I didn't realize that the reason that he was being grumpy is because he had just seeded his lawn. But, you know, I think it's human nature that when somebody's upset about something, we kind of cower away. And in this situation, if you still stay in contact with them, let them know I'm still here. I think that's really important, you know, not running away, keeping that relationship.
So here's what I can think from a sales perspective, okay? First off, let's paint a scenario, okay? If you have that customer, if you hear it once or twice periodically, I think that's completely normal, right? Where you hear the customer say, you were great, but I'll refer you, but not your company. If you hear that once or twice, I think that's going to be normal for all the reasons we've talked about. It happens sometimes. People make mistakes. There's communication issues, you know, there, so on and so forth. And I think that's where, if it's happening rare like that, I would encourage you to step up and say, look, exactly what somebody said before. We normally do pretty well. We're human, and I'm sorry. That's why you should call my cell phone, and I will. And I will do what I can to help when I can, you know, keep me involved with it, you know, and that let them use you to kind of facilitate those issues in the future. That's normal though. Some of that's going to happen. I promise you, the longer you're out there working with people, there are customers out there that don't like me, that would never refer me. And I, as much as I try to help and serve and would go out of my way, maybe I made a joke or I said something or I did something or I had a bad day or whatever, I guarantee there are people in this world that would never refer me, you know, that would never do business with me. That happens. But if you begin to hear that chronically, you know, if you're hearing it once a week or once every couple weeks, then there's a couple things that I would encourage you to look at. You really only have a couple options. Again, you guys, if you could mute your phones, somebody's like, I can hear you moving things around and doing stuff, and it's pretty loud in my ear. I don't know if everybody else is. So mute your phone if you could, please.
Kelly, I don't I just unmuted myself, so I don't know if it's me. I don't think it's me. But,
oh, you're not hearing it?
No, I'm not hearing it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe maybe it's just on my side. Thank you. I'm good. That's good. If it's just on my side, I can deal with it. It sounded pretty loud in my ear, though. You know what? I'm going to pull my Bluetooth off and see if that helps. Let's see if that helps. All right, maybe it was just me. So a couple things I would suggest. Number one, I would always start by looking in the mirror. So if you're hearing that phrase a lot, I would look in the mirror first, and I would ask myself, am I being a team player? Is there something that I'm saying or doing that is setting the stage for the company feeling this way about, or for the customer feeling this way about the company that I'm representing? Am I doing something that's doing that? Do I come across as not being a team player? Okay. Number two, communication is huge, and it's not only the office or the service department that's responsible for that communication. In fact, in most cases, that communication really needs to be, created and really facilitated by you, by the salesperson. Maria, are you on the call?
I'm here.
Maria, you are phenomenal. What comes to mind, and I just wanted to point it out. For example, I mean, what you do. You are just, you know, and you call, you look at the schedule, you call, you know when your installs are going in, you know when they're going back out for service. If there's a service call, you follow up on it. I mean, you are tenacious, you're phenomenal, and I think that helps avoid a lot of those issues, you know, to really make sure you're communicating with the service department, make sure you know. And one of the things that you do really well that actually spawned this suggestion is giving some feedback to the office and to the service team on the types of personalities you might be dealing with so that they know what to say and what to do. You know, you have spent, you as a salesperson, those of you out there that are in the house, you've spent a lot of time with this customer. The office, the service department hasn't. You know, they don't have the benefit of knowing what type of personality you're working with here. And so give them a heads up, you know, so that they... Because in many cases, a lot of those issues might be just simply they didn't know who they were working with or dealing with or the type of personality. Maria, I threw you on the spot and like pointed you out, but you want to add to that? Because I think you do that extremely well.
It's just you try to take care of your customer. Then that's yeah. Just comes to the bottom line. I mean, whether it be communicating with the office or the customer, and I know the feeling of somebody having a bad day and being nervous and not wanting to call them after they've had a bad experience. It's natural to want to run away. But again, it all comes down to service, whether, you know, just helping the office, making sure that the customer experience is what you want it to be.
Right. And service, again, not being about fixing the problem necessarily. It's about serving the customer. It's about serving the team. So you as a salesperson, those of you that are out there, take a look in the mirror first, make sure that you are doing everything necessary to communicate all of those things that you make a point to keep your customers should be calling you. If you're running into that a lot now, if you have a really well-oiled machine, then it shouldn't matter if they call the office or not. And hopefully the office will reach out to you and say, hey, we have a service call for your customer. We have this issue or whatever. You know, if you have that kind of relationship, awesome. But stay in touch with your customers, and you're going to be aware. Have a relationship with your customers, and your customers are going to call you. You know, they're going to call you and allow you to sort of get in the middle and guide that service issue. You know, some salespeople don't want to do that because they, and I get it, because it can consume you. You know, it's time consuming. But at least being aware, if you can find that happy medium. The other thing to avoid a lot of those issues, you know, when you go to do the follow-up or if there was an installation problem, and this goes, you know, way back to the very beginning, because a lot of these problems stem from the installation. It wasn't installed in the right location or you know, there was some problem with the installation, okay, you need to make sure you are doing a thorough plumbing assessment, that you are documenting, taking pictures, writing everything down, making sure that you are giving your service and install team as much information as possible before they walk into that home. Remember, they've never been to that house. Every day, and if you don't believe this to be true, then you haven't spent enough time with an installer, okay? And if you think that what I'm saying right now, it doesn't ring true in every single day of their lives, I would encourage you to go to your managers and ask them to let you spend time writing up. And look, not meeting them at a job, okay? That doesn't do it. That doesn't cut it. Go to the office when they're there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and watch them prep their day from the very beginning. Watch what they have to do to get their paperwork, figure out their parts, what they're going to be doing, and watch the unknowns. Every time your installers walk into a new house, every single time, they wonder what they're going to walk into. And I think salespeople miss that sometimes, and we have to remember that. We have to remember what we're putting them into, and we have to give them as much information as possible. And look, I'm guilty as anybody of this. I forget sometimes. I have to remember. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I know this intellectually, but sometimes when I'm out there doing sales, that's not the focus. I'm not thinking about what I'm going to be putting the installer through. And so I have to make sure that I remember that, you know, that I'm respectful of that install team. That's going to avoid a lot of those issues that may make that customer disgruntled, you know? So that goes with communication. It all goes back to the communication. It goes back to taking pride. You know, look in the mirror and ask yourself, do I feel like I am part of a team here? Do I feel like everybody has, and look, that's I think a critical question to ask. Do I feel like I am part of a team? Does everybody that I work with have the same commitment to helping my customer as I do? And if not, well, that has to be communicated to the powers that be. And frankly, if you communicate that to the powers that be and nothing is done to address it, you as an employee have a decision to make. Can you work around it? Can you accept it? Or is it time for you to look for another opportunity where you are part of a team? You know, and not that I would want anybody to be in that situation, but it's reality. And because if you're a professional, if you're good at what you do, sales, you can do sales, you know, you can get out there, you can do it. You can, there, especially in this industry, you know, there are tons of opportunities there. So, I mean, I always, of course, if you look at that situation and you look at your last three or four jobs and that keeps coming up, you know, every sales job you've had, that's happened to you. You left the last one because the company didn't support you, and the one before that because the company didn't support you, and they always mess stuff up. You know, eventually, again, it's time to maybe take a look in the mirror, because there is a common denominator. If you've had five companies there and they've all not, you know, they've all had the same problem, it might be time to evaluate whether the common denominator is contributing to that problem. Right. So, you know, I don't want to be on this call and have anybody misunderstand me and say, if you don't like it, go work somewhere else. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that we as professionals have to do what we can to be part of the team. It's not always everybody else's fault. Thoughts on that or comments?
Hey, am I off mute?
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I didn't know if I was on or off mute. No, just, you know, what I've always done, and it's helped, is when I close things out with a customer, it's, hey, when the installer shows up, he sees things from a installer technical side of things, if he makes a suggestion or brings something up, talk to him about it. But if it sounds strange or odd or different from what we talked about, give me a quick call.
Absolutely. That's phenomenal. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. That sets your, it gives your installers their professional leeway and doesn't put the customer in an awkward position. I love that. That's perfect. What else? Somebody else had something there as well.
Yeah, this is Elaine in California. So I have a person that's literally dedicated to calling our customers. So within 24 hours of a service call, they get a call. Within 24 hours of an install, they get a call. And we're basically asking, how were we? Were we on time? Were we professional? Did we do a good job? We value our customer and we value your feedback. Is there anything that we could have done better that would make this experience, better for you? And then with my sales team, every demo gets called by my sales manager and he asks the same question. So we literally get personal phone calls to everybody that we touch.
Nice. Self-evaluation, it's making sure that you're on track because people are human. And I think that's huge. And there's a catch. I had one client where, the customer called and they had a question. They had a leak. It was a small leak, but they needed to get somebody there. The customer was upset. There was, there was water on the floor. They had towels down. And so the company did, they said, I can get somebody out there in the next 2 hours. Well, the only person that was out there was the guy that mostly changes filters on the, ROs. He's a super nice guy, but entry-level service tech that doesn't know a lot about water. And so there was the catch-22 in that situation where, what is the right thing for the customer? Do you get a body there right away, or do you wait a little bit more time and have – and have somebody there who would know how to identify and find and fix the leak, So because from the customer's standpoint, they just felt like it was a waste of time. And so, and that goes, to have somebody come out that didn't know what they were doing, to have that set of eyes on it. The company was really trying to help the customer, but the customer was like, I don't want that kind of help. I want somebody competent. I want somebody that knows what they're doing out there. And I think that could have been avoided with some simple, with the question to the customer, look, I've got somebody that I can swing out there and have a look at it, but he's not an installer. He doesn't know. He, if it's something simple, he can identify and fix it. But just so you know, it may be a little longer before we can get our installer there. He's in the middle of a couple things right now. And I think that customers, I think it's just that communication. I think that's really what it comes down to. Would you guys agree?
I agree.
Thanks, Jen.
So
go ahead.
Here,
go ahead. Yep.
Definitely see that, sometimes getting somebody out there just to get eyes on it's a good thing. But unfortunately, a lot of times customer service reps don't explain that very well.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll send us out for an inspect and check, and those people are thinking, we're going to fix it. And it's like, no,
right.
I can tell you what's on with it.
Right.
Idea of how much to a point, and let you know if you want to spend, decide if you want to spend that money on it or if you want to look at new. But they'll send us out 7-year-old equipment that should last them a lot longer than that. And it's like, I fix it.
And that's where the communication has to come in and as a team. And Elaine, what you were saying is your company as a whole does that. You all work, you have checks and balances on each other. And that really is, I think, the way to do it, to have those company meetings to communicate interdepartmentally and to communicate with your customers and find out. And don't be afraid to ask the customers or each other what you can do to improve and make the entire company a team. That is the end of our time, you guys. Thank you so much. You got a lot of people participated today. I really appreciate that a lot. And a ton of people on the call today too. So those of you that are here live, thank you very much. Those of you that are listening recording, thank you as well. And we will talk to you soon. Okay. Thanks everybody. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.